He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, January the 7th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour as the market is busy setting its tone for the year. And we know from studies just how important January is. And, you know, I just decided I'm just going to kind of watch here a little bit these first few days and see how the market trades. We had such a phenomenal year in 2013. It's hard to imagine a year that would match last year. So, you know, let's just step cautiously here a little bit right now. We've got a good start today. The Dow is up triple digits. Maybe this is the Janet Yellen rally. She did get confirmed yesterday. There was no doubt about it, but still, there was a little bit of uncertainty. There always is. You never know what they're going to find in her dumpster. That may have derailed her bid to become the Fed chairman. But she is the new Fed chairman. The Yellen era begins. And it begins on a high note with the Dow up 114 points. The Dow is at 16,539. Will we be saying 17,000 this year? Well, you know what? We take it a day at a time. I just don't like to make predictions. S&P 500, 1837. It's up almost 11 points right now. Good start to the day. The NASDAQ up 30 right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,143. Gold, stumbling out of the gate this morning. Gold down about $6 per ounce. Crude oil is at 93.48. We have the 10-year yield at 2.95%. We'll see where the Yellen era takes interest rates. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Like I say, the market is busy setting the tone for the year. And you would say, well, shouldn't it really carry into 2014 where it left off in 2013? Yeah, it should. But you know what? It's a psychological thing when the calendar turns and people look at how they did over the last 12 months, and they recalibrate and they readjust to a new year, and they make changes to their portfolios and they make changes to their asset allocations, and everybody's busy kind of revamping and tricking up and maybe remodeling the kitchen or the aggressive portfolio a little bit, taking some profits off the table, getting rid of some losers. It's does change markets when the calendar year changes. And I think it's prudent to step back and take a look and watch how this tone is set. I've seen a lot of good things so far. I've got about six or seven on my buy list for today that if they look good, and I can't imagine that they don't, I'll be putting them into portfolios that have started with me here recently. Which is another point I would like to bring up. When people put money with me, I got a lot of money, new money in December. I haven't done much with that money. And I don't want those folks to think that I'm sitting here on my thumbs not doing anything. I just, you know, I don't like to buy things during the holidays when the volume is very light. That's not good. And I kind of like to see the tone set for December. And we've had some shaky days. We've had some good days. And I think by the end of this week, at least we'll know whether or not the market's going to carry on where it left off, or whether there may be a little bit of change in the wind here to see whether or not any new asset classes are rising, or any of the leading asset classes from last year are falling, or if any of the sectors in the market are starting to change, if there's a sector shakeup going on. I think this will be an important newsletter that comes out this weekend. Now, they're all important, but maybe this one's a little more important than the last one because it's going to at least give my impression and my observations of the tone that is being set in the market, where the leadership is coming from, where the stocks or the sectors are starting to give up the ghost a little bit. That's all important to keep an eye on, because markets will change at some point in time. This trend that is currently in place with the biotechs and the pharmaceuticals and the internet stocks, the aerospace stocks leading the way, this tone has been in place, this trend has been in place now for about 15 months. It could go for another several months, and it could have ended on December 31st. You just have to take it a day at a time, and it is what it is. And when it starts to change, then we have to start to change. But one big change that has occurred, the biggest change that has occurred between last year and this year, and it happened on December 31st, was the passing of the baton from Ben Bernanke to Janet Yellen. Ben ran with the baton as fast as he possibly could. He had the boogeymen chasing him. Oh my gosh, in 2007 and 2008 and 2009, great big boogeymen were chasing Ben around the track. But he ran as fast as he could to stay ahead of the boogeymen. And you got to say that he outraced him, and he outfoxed him, and outsmarted him during his tenure, with the S&P going from 666 at its low to a current reading of 1838. Now the baton goes to Ms. Yellen. Well, we don't know that much about her. We've kind of gotten used to Ben. Ben was a little bit more predictable than Alan. Alan Greenspan liked to keep things buried deep within his briefcase. And if you asked him a question, he would just look straight ahead. I can't answer that question. Ben was probably the most transparent Fed chairman that we ever had. He admitted freely that we're running the printing presses in the basement here at the Fed. And he even did press conferences after each Fed meeting, something that no Fed chairman has ever done before. When Greenspan was done, he would go cobble back into his house and come out again, for the next Fed meeting. And they would follow him around, and they used the briefcase indicator. That was about the only signal that Greenspan, that they could come up with on Greenspan to signal which way interest rates were headed. Bernanke was much more open. He said, this is where it's at now, and this is where it's going to be for a long, long time. And now, with the market awaits for the first words out of Ms. Yellen's mouth. And you say, why does one person make that big of a difference? Well, you know what? They set monetary policy. And you could say that this economy and our financial system has been saved by monetary policy. Loose as a goose monetary policy. And now you have Ms. Yellen coming in, and all indications are so far, early readings are that she'll be just as loose as a goose as Ben was, and maybe even looser, which the market would love. The market has been feeding out of this trough, drinking from this punch bowl now for the last several years. It's kind of gotten used to it. It hasn't had to rely on a booming economy. It hasn't had a good jobs picture to rely on. Instead, it's had to rely mainly on monetary policy. And monetary policy has carried us basically to where we are today. It's helped in many, many areas. And now Yellen picks up the baton, and all eyes are on Ms. Yellen as she begins her first day on the job. I don't know, does she have to be sworn in? I guess, put her hand on the Bible. Raise your right hand. I will not print any more money. I don't think that's part of the oath. I think she's got carte blanche. I think she's got a credit card with no limit on it that says Miss Yellen. It's an American Express gold card, platinum card. No limit, unless the Congress were to step in and say, okay, we've had enough. $17 trillion? Come on. It's time to put a limit on you, but we'll see what happens. So far, the market gets off to a good day under the Yellen era. And as I've said, she holds the biggest key. The biggest key to the future of this five-year-old bull market. Not quite. We'll celebrate on March 9th of this year. Will we be around here? Will it be an anniversary party? Will we be lighting candles on the birthday cake, going out for a nice dinner on the 5-year anniversary of the bowl? Or will things have changed by then? That's why you want to listen to the show as often as possible. If you miss a show, the shows are archived on my website. They're uploaded to iTunes. They're archived on the app, both the Android and the Apple app. You want to get my newsletter every week. Stay in touch with the market this year. That would be a good New Year's resolution. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is the portion of the show where I get to talk about some of my favorite stocks. That's why the show's called Best Stocks Now. I get to talk about some of my best stocks that I consider, in my opinion, IMO. My wife was telling me that she saw Jim Cramer yesterday on The View. Okay, all right. He gets on The View. I know, he's Jim Cramer. Where's my ticket to New York? And they were asking him, Jim, what's good to buy now? What about Google? And he said, well, you know what? Here's what I want to do. I want to own the next Google. But then he never identified any stock. I want to own the next Google too. Everybody does. But what is it? What's the next Google? Give me an idea. Give me an example. You know, there's not going to be an exact Google out there, but there's plenty of stocks out there that have mucho upside potential going forward. And having said that, there's nothing infallible. Every stock has risk involved. There's all kinds of risk involved in owning stocks. That's why I like to spread it around amongst the stocks that I own. I don't like to make any one position more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. And one of the themes that I have in my style of investing is buying best stocks now. I don't own Sears. I don't own JCPenney. I don't own Cisco. I don't own GE. In my book, they're still good companies, but they're stocks of yesteryear. All things being equal, a company that is expected to grow by 30% per year over the next 5 years is going to outperform a stock that's growing by 5 or 6% per year. Because there's a very strong correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. As earnings grow, so grows the stock price, and so grows the pockets of the shareholders. Therefore, number one job of a CEO of a public traded company is to grow earnings. And at some point, a company gets so big that it becomes very difficult. It's a mathematical thing. You can't grow GE by 25% per year anymore. Therefore, I try to focus on stocks of today, stocks that maybe someday will become a GE. They'll never probably become a GE, but at least they're kind of in the prime of their life right now, just like an athlete, right? You want to have an athlete on your team when he's in the prime of his life. You don't want to have him when he finally ends up on the Padres. Because we kind of tend to get the washed up guys that we can afford. Maybe they still have a lot of life, a little bit of life left in them. Anyways, one stock that I like right now, in fact, if I were to look at stock charts right now and say, what's one of the very best stock charts in the entire market right now, I'd have to say Pandora. And Pandora is a stock that I currently own, and I've owned it for quite a while. I've written articles about it. They did a secondary offering back in, that secondary offering was in the September of last year, and I wrote an article. I said, should you buy this secondary offering of Pandora? And I said the answer is an absolute yes, because it's one of the best stocks now, and it's still a best stock now. Having said that, there's no guarantees, there's no risk, I make no promises, I make no claims, but it has those characteristics. If you're a college scout, you watch the Heisman Trophy winner, you would say he has those characteristics of a Michael Vick or a Russell Wilson or Colin Kaepernick. He has those characteristics. Will he turn out to be a great quarterback in the NFL? No, but chances are having those characteristics at least increases his probabilities. And what characteristics does Pandora have? Well, it came public at $9 per share. And today it's $32 per share. Over the last 12 months, the stock has tripled. It has performance going for it. I like performance. You want a winner on the field. You don't want a loser on the field. This CEO at Pandora has at least figured out how to grow sales and how to grow earnings. Look at the last four quarters of the company. Sales up 50%. In the most recent quarter. The quarter before that, sales were up 55%. And the quarter before that, sales were up 54%. 55% growth. Earnings are starting to hit the bottom line finally. They finally became profitable, or though they will finally become profitable this year, hopefully. We'll keep our eye on it as they report every quarter. By the way, I mean, amidst all of this January effect and everything, earnings season starts here real soon because the fourth quarter of 2014 just ended. And Pandora will report on February the 17th. They reported strong numbers earlier this week as far as people signing up for the service and as far as their market share goes. And, of course, there's that big concern out there, that big concern up in Cupertino, across the bay is Pandora in Oakland. Apple's a lot larger than Pandora. Apple's a $500 billion company. Pandora is just a $6 billion company. Who knows, maybe Apple will add Pandora to their portfolio at some point. They do have $150 billion in cash to spend. But in the meantime, Pandora is doing just fine by itself, thank you. Over the next 5 years, Pandora is expected to grow their earnings by 50% per year. The earnings estimates right now for next year are 43 cents. Well, you know what? I currently have a target price of about $55 on Pandora. That gives it some pretty decent upside potential from here. So Pandora passes my valuation test with flying colors, or my performance test with flying colors. I can make a case. I can make these pants fit, Pandora, into the valuation slot that I require and the valuation requirements that I require. And lastly is that all-important stock chart, which gives me a gauge of the sentiment of the stock. Is it in an uptrend? Is it in a downtrend? Is it in a sideways trend? Or is it in a topping out trend that's starting to roll over? It broke out big time yesterday, and it's starting a fresh new uptrend today. Will it follow through? Well, only time will tell. But are the probabilities at least, you know, can't you at least say, I've got a lot going for me here. I've got a cutting-edge company that a lot of people are using. I've got a company that's tripled in the last year in price. And I've got a company that is going to start making some big money and really start growing their earnings if they can keep this trajectory that they are currently on. And lastly, I have a stock chart that greatly is in my favor right now. So no guarantees. I don't make recommendations. But every day I give a couple examples, specific examples. I don't say you want to own the next Google and then not tell you what the next Google is. I identify companies. I put my neck on the line every day. How did I do in 2013? I think I did pretty good. Let's hope, with the grace of God, that we do okay this year. Also, we're going to do everything we can. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we talked about the Yellen era, which begins this week. She's at the helm now. She's driving the monetary policy ship, the one that's been roaring down the rapids of the Colorado River here recently, unabated, loose money, throwing out money everywhere to keep this economy and to keep everything afloat. To keep the markets afloat. They've done that. And what will Yellen do when she comes in? All eyes on Janet Yellen right now. Pandora. We talked about Pandora. I was just looking at some of my stations. See, you can create any station that you want on Pandora. For instance, okay, let me look at some of my stations here. I have Led Zeppelin. I mean, everybody has Led Zeppelin. And it'll play all music from Led Zeppelin and music that influenced Led Zeppelin and music was like Led Zeppelin. Here's one. Traffic. Traffic was a great band back in the 60s. How about Jerry Garcia Radio? There's a good one. You never know what's going to come up there. We've got The Byrds, 8 Miles High, always sounds good, you know, while you're trading stocks. That's a nice sound. All kinds of nice stations here. Bob Dylan's on there for sure. How can you have a day without a Bob Dylan song? And The Grateful Dead. These are all stations. Then if you're in the mood for something else, you do Mana, which is, Latino type of salsa or whatever. Or you do Frank Sinatra or Billie Holiday. Whatever. Glenn Miller Band. It's great. I love. Or you can mix. You can mix Ted Nugent with Tony Bennett if you want. It's all up to you. Just create whatever you want on Pandora. And it qualifies as a best stock now. All right, let's talk about another one here. What's the other one I chose for today? Yes, this is right. You know, the pharmaceuticals are still one of the best areas in the market. They have been a leader for the last 15 months, and they're still at the top of the leaderboard. In fact, it's been a dogfight for the last 15 months between basically three sectors of the market. That's how narrow this move is in the market. It's been all about pharmaceuticals. It's been all about biotechs, which are basically laboratories, some with products, some without. And it's been all about the internet, Facebook, Pandora, Yelp, etc. Well, one of the pharmaceuticals that's still performing quite well is Actavis. I think it used to be named Watson Pharmaceutical. I've talked about Actavis many times in the past. They're out of Parsippany, New York. Actavis develops generic and branded drugs for hypertension. You ever get hypertension? I do on days when the market's like down triple digits. Elevated cholesterol. Uh-oh. How did you do over the holidays? Did you avoid the cheese ball? Or did that cheese ball suck you in like it does every year? Contraception, pain. How many of you have pain? And other types of generic drugs. Well, that's a $17 billion market cap company. By the way, I was just looking. I wrote an article just last week about Valeant Pharmaceuticals, VRX. It's one of the biggest winners in the market today. Happy with that one. Let's go back to Actavis just for a minute. Maybe we'll do an article on Actavis here. We haven't written about that for quite some time. But let's take a look at the numbers, because numbers don't lie. There's a lot of hype out there. Hype can be generated, but numbers don't lie. All right, ACT Actavis is currently one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Over the last 5 years, ACT has delivered 46.6% per year to investors. Are you happy with that, all you shareholders and activists? The market's only delivered 14% per year. Over the last 3 years, Actavis has clobbered the averages again, 48% per year. The market's averaged 12.8%. And during a year which the pharmaceutical stocks had jumbo-sized performance for most of them, Actavis was up 97%, or it is up 97% over the last 12 months. Actavis is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It gets a performance grade of A-. It gets a momentum grade right now of B+, because it has been going sideways for about the last 10 weeks or so. But I noticed that it was breaking out to the upside today. You see, when a stock gets into that technical pattern where it's been going up for a long time, then all of a sudden it starts to plateau. You know how it is when you're driving your car and you go up a long climb, and all of a sudden you hit the plateau and you level off for quite a while. And that's the way Actavis has been behaving for the last 10 weeks or so. You have two choices from that point. Well, you can remain in that sideways trend forever, which doesn't usually happen. the next move that that stock's got to make is either it's got to roll over and start going back down the hill. It just came up. That happens a lot. It hasn't happened lately, though, because the market's been kind of lifting all boats here. Or it can break out and start a new climb. As we drive from San Diego up to Idaho, that's all we do is climb. And then we plateau. And then we climb some more. And then we plateau. We go from sea level to about 5,000 feet. And, of course, coming home is just the opposite. We plateau and then we drop. We plateau and then we drop. We plateau and then we drop until we're back to sea level. And we can smell that beautiful Pacific Ocean out there. Well, activists have been plateauing. But guess what? It just started a new ascent. We'll see how far this ascent can carry it. We have no idea. That's all we can do here is use valuation as a gauge and come up with a five-year target price. I don't like six-month target prices. That's a flip of a coin. I don't like 12-month target prices. Still too risky. If we're going to use five-year growth rates, then let's use five-year target prices. That's my mantra. If I take the earnings of activists of $12.83 next year. $12.83 is where the analysts have activists right now. And I carry those earnings out over 22% per year. Man, this thing's expected to continue to grow by 22% per year. It's been growing by 30. So I guess to grow by 22% per year going forward isn't totally out of the comprehension here. It can happen. That's been the course that they've been on. This has a PEG ratio right now of 0.59. And of course, the PEG ratio compares the growth rate with the forward PE. And anything under one is quite favorable in the growth investing world. And here you have a stock that has a PEG ratio of 0.59. Furthermore, when I take those earnings of 1283 and grow them by 22% per year, if they can do that, that's at least what the analysts think they can do. And then I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate. I come up with the stock price north of 300 5 years from now, which helps this company easily qualify under my valuation requirements. In fact, I showed that it has 90% upside potential. I like stocks that have 80% or more. An activist has 91.7 right now. It gets a value grade of A-. The performance grade is A-. Now, let's rank these together. I'm not a value investor and I'm not a momentum investor. I'm both. I'm the only guy I know that combines value with performance, momentum with finding stocks that are underpriced. That's a tall order. It really narrows down the field. I begin with 3,774 candidates at the beginning of the day. And at the end of the day, only about 200 or 300. Right now, I think it's 330 qualify as best stocks now. They have those characteristics. And in fact, activists out of those 3,774 stocks is currently ranked number 37. I currently own activists, along with Pandora, both those stocks. I don't know if I disclosed that in the first quarter, but I currently have a position in activists, a large position in my conservative growth accounts. The last filter that this stock has to come through is the technicals. Very simple, just a one-year chart. I take a look at those technicals, and I determine whether it's in an uptrend, a downtrend, a sideways trend. And what I see, it's been in a little sideways trend. But overall, over the last year, man, it's come a long ways. In fact, it's close to doubled over the last year. So it's in a very good uptrend, and you have a fresh new breakout today. ACT. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, how have we done? How have we done? Does it work? I mean, look, you could sit here and talk about any kind of way of investing. And if it doesn't produce results, if I was doing an asset allocation show last year, I'd probably be reporting about 6 or 7% results for 2013. And a lot of people, I guess, would be happy with that. But I don't know. I just can't settle into that what everybody else is doing type of mentality. It's just, I don't know. I just can't do it. But we had an aggressive growth portfolio. I publish it every week in the newsletter. There's no fudging around. It is what it is. If it has a terrible year, it has a terrible year. My neck is on the line. And every week it's published, and if I make a change during the week, it's published. And in fact, I even tweet when I make a change. And that thing last year was up right around 40%. I'm in the process of auditing it, but at first blush, you know, I was pretty careful last week in managing the thing every week and doing the math and doing the number crunching and the accounting on it. And it was up right around 40%. I mean, they're giving hedge funds accolades that had big years like 40% because they make big bets in the stock market. I didn't make a big bet in the stock market. I just went where the world and the globe told me to go and the app told me to go. It said avoid bonds, flashing red. It said avoid gold, flashing red. It said avoid the emerging markets, flashing red. At some point, that green light will go back on and it'll say, okay, it's all right to go back in the water. Let's get back into Latin America or get back into the Vietnamese market or wherever, you know, wherever in the globe things start to improve, it's going to show up in the relative performance of those indexes. The income account, which if you were in any kind of an income account last year, a fixed income, you lost money. The average fixed income account was negative for the year. You got paltry returns at the bank and the CDs and whatnot. And my income account, which is published every single week, it's an eclectic mix of characters from all walks of life, about 25 or 30 of them, that pay a little dividend or a decent dividend. The average dividend yield is 4.2%. But I also buy stocks that have those Best Stocks Now characteristics. They're performers. And as long as they're performing, you want to watch their performance and have a piece of the action. And they make sense from a valuation point of view, or I wouldn't own them. And that little eclectic mix of stocks, which was changed periodically, I don't just sit when something starts to not work and quit performing or fall off the trapeze, you want to move on. And that little eclectic mix was up just over 20, 21, 22%. I'm busy auditing the account. If anything, I've understated. I think I missed some dividends along the way that I've got to account for. But that's about, you know, where it came in at. That's an income account. Not too bad. And then the mutual fund account, which is for you 401k people. I had someone write to me, said, I have a 401k at work. Can you manage that? And I said, you know what I did for the people in that situation? I created a model portfolio, a mutual fund portfolio. And you can follow along. Does it change mutual funds every week? No. I mean, I try to ride these trends for as long as I can. And last year, I was heavily invested in small cap U.S. stocks, mid cap U.S. stocks, and then some of the areas of the market like biotech, if you have that available to you. I don't know if you do or not, or pharmaceuticals or technology. But that mutual fund portfolio was up over 30% last year. I think you'd have been pretty happy with that in your 401k. And if you added $10,000 to your 401k during the year and you made another 30% in gains, you're a pretty happy camper. You're sitting on top of a lot bigger pile of money than you were 12 months ago. Now, things are going to change at some point. I don't believe in just putting money away into your 401k, into the S&P 500 fund over time. I believe there's times to be in the market. And I believe there's times to not be in the market. And over the last almost 5 years now, it's been a time to be in the market because the Fed has been juicing the market. And as long as they're juicing the market with their protein drinks and all their vitamins that they're shooting into it, you have to get ride it for all it's worth. At about a year and a half ago, of course, the wind completely changed on the bond market. A lot of folks thought it was easy. Just buy the PIMCO Total Return Fund and be done with it with your 401k. I haven't looked what the PIMCO 401k, I'll have to look what the PIMCO Total Return Fund did. It's ballooned to one of the largest funds in the world because bonds have had such a good decade. But that all changed. And when things change, you have to change your approach to your 401k. And so I created my model portfolio, which makes it real easy to just follow along during the year and mimic it as close as possible. Some people have 12 funds available to them. Well, then you have to have the... Then last year I would have had it all in the small and mid-cap funds. I would have had... Even as important what to be in as what to be out of. I wouldn't have not had any bond funds whatsoever last year. If you had invested in bond funds, in your 401k, you were in the wrong area of the market. If you were invested in emerging markets or international funds, you were in the wrong area of the market. If you were sitting in cash because you were a nervous Nelly biting your fingernails, you were in the wrong area of the market. Last year, you had to take advantage of what the market, the U.S. stock market, had to offer, and you had to ride it for all it's worth. And as we start 2014, that's still the place to be. Until further notice. We track it every single day here on the air. Every Monday I go over the asset classes, I go over the sectors, and every weekend I publish it in my newsletter. My neck is on the line. That's all you can say to yourself is, how did the guy do? How has he done? Has he made me any money? Has he put any money in my pocket? Does he just talk in general theories? Does he sell tapes? Does he sell seminars? Get rich quick schemes? No, you know what? It's damn hard work, if I say so myself. Pardon my French. But I love what I do. And my goal is to, you know, do as well as possible as I possibly can. Whatever 2014 delivers to us. We just don't know. There's a lot of unknowns out there. They're unknowns because we don't know what they are. But we just have to navigate our best every day through the market. And try to make the most of it. And when the market, when the sun is shining, you gotta make hay. And when winter comes and the freeze comes,
this show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.